Which sort does everyone normally sing on? Yeah, maybe let's do B, because for Benji, C will be a bit high. We're gonna do Morning Rag Gujri. I'll try and go through some of the important exercises and ways that you can go away and do riyaz for, you know, vocal. Because, you know, in Hindustani music tradition, every instrument is only regarded because of how close it comes to the voice. If an instrument can do meend, like the voice, then it's given a high status, you know? So traditionally you had vocal at the top and veena, where you, sitar and surbahar, all of these string instruments come from veena. Bansuri, you know, which has meend on there. Anything which comes close to voices is considered good. And obviously I'm preaching to the converted about harmonium here, you know. But obviously it's very incapable of this rag sangeet. So we'll go through some techniques that we can practice. We'll go through some aspects of rag swarup, you know, what makes Gujri Gujri. And we'll go through a Shabad traditional composition in Gujri. We'll see how far we get at the time base. But, you know, please, this is just informal. And any questions, feel free to interrupt me anytime. Anything that comes to mind that you want to ask about, you know. So we can sing Sa a little bit. And in terms of vocal technique, there's nothing that you should be... there's nothing to teach, in a way. There's no technique of how you should sing. Singing is a very natural activity, you know? And it's by singing that you learn about your voice and how to use your voice. I can't tell you how to sing, you know, really. So nothing really to say about that. All I would say is that two things you want to avoid. One is forcing your voice, and one is hiding your voice. So you should never feel like strain or extra tension. You know, your body should be relaxed. And at the same time, you should not be shy, you know. You should not stop the natural projection of your voice. It should be neither of those extremes. It should just be natural. You do and you learn how to naturally sing. You know, there's nothing, no technique to teach about that. So we'll just sing Sa, and you take good, you know, nice breath, and you try and sustain Sa for a long time, as even and as still as you can. And when you feel like your breath is running out, don't push the sur too long, because after like 80-90% of your breath capacity, you don't have the support of the breath anymore, and your sur will start to go off. So you should never try and sing 100% of your breath capacity. You should always cut the sur, stop when you feel like, okay, I'm getting to the end of my breath, stop. Otherwise the sur quality will change. So just sing Sa. I'll sing one time, then we sing together. Sa. Same thing now. Instead of saying sa, you just do a. So we call this akar. So this, just standing on Sa, singing Akar, you know, you only have to think about two things. You're listening to Tanpura and you're trying to merge your Sur into the Sa of the Tanpura. Second thing is Ucharan. Akar should not become, it should remain open, you know? The A, it should be open sound. It should not go it should be open Akar. So these two things is all you have to worry about when you do this Riyaz. And after some time you'll notice this develops your ability to focus, you know, to concentrate and to stay on Sur. And just standing on Sur or on Sa, you come closer to Sa. You understand Sa at a deeper level. You start to build a different relationship with Sa, because Sa is the source of everything. You know, Sa, we all sing Sa Re Ga Ma Pa Dha Ni. These are just the syllables, shortened form of the Sharaj Rishabh Gandhar Madhyam Pancham Dhevat Nishadhyam. And Sa name is Sharaj, and Sharaj means the one which gives birth to six. Shat and Ja in Sanskrit. Shat is six, Ja Janam. So Sharja is that Sur which gives birth to Re Ga Ma Pa Dha Ni, you know. So understanding Sa and staying on Sa is such a important exercise. The longer you can do this, just sing Akar on Sa, the more you start to have this, you know, sukshma samaj of Sur. Very important thing. Wake up in the morning and just sing Akar Sa like this. It's a very profound exercise. And if you get bored in the beginning, it's normal, you know, don't be angry, don't get frustrated, but try to cross through that boredom and keep your concentration on the Sur. Because what can happen is, you know, when Dhyan ho janda, you know, that concentration, you become one with the Sur which you sing. And it's such a beautiful anand which is in that experience of becoming one with Sur. You know, you're seeking that. You're seeking to become one with Sa. Sa is this tiny dot in an infinite spectrum of Nad. Universe's infinite spectrum of Nad, and you're seeking this basically infinitesimally small point within this, and it's a journey because you'll never get there, you know. But when you sing Sa, you're trying to go closer and closer, you're trying to go more into Sa, get closer and closer to it. It's such a beautiful journey, you know. And so you should bear that in mind, you know, never let yourself become just bored or just singing Sa for the sake of it. Treat it as a path, as a journey to go into, and seek the Sur, because when you come closer, then the Sur starts to give you more, you know. So this is very simple